Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is the Thursday, July 9th edition. Washington finally authorizes OpenAI to widely launch its new GPT 5.6 model. The flagship model Sol, as well as the Terra and Luna versions, will be accessible to the public starting today. The American government had initially imposed a gradual rollout following concerns related to cybersecurity. OpenAI is upgrading ChatGPT's voice mode with GPT Live, a new generation of models that can listen and speak at the same time. You can now interrupt ChatGPT while it is responding. It understands better when to be quiet and can wait longer. Two models are being launched, GPT Live 1 for paid subscribers and GPT Live 1 Mini for free users. Meta is reportedly testing a prototype of AI glasses capable of continuously capturing what the wearer sees and hears. These glasses could take photos at regular intervals and record audio to allow the user to later ask an AI about their day. The sensitive issue concerns privacy. Meta is reportedly considering not activating the indicator light when these features are in use. Nintendo will end Mario Kart Tour on September 30th. The mobile game, launched in 2019 on iOS and Android, will no longer be accessible after that date. Nintendo specifies that no online version is planned. Google is updating the terms of service for its Google Play App Store starting July 29th. The most notable change concerns Android system services, including Google Play services, which can use cellular data in the background, and this can happen even when the screen is locked or the user is not interacting with their device. The DuckDuckGo browser is adding YouTube video ad blocking to its browser. The feature blocks most ads shown before or during videos and is enabled by default on iOS, Mac, and Windows, and can be manually enabled on Android. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.